Tamani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Allie, you think your boyfriend Will's cheating with an ex?
Yeah, so he and his ex hate each other, or at least I thought they used to hate each other. And he used to just talk about how bad she hurt him and how he never wanted to talk to her again. And then all of a sudden lately, they've been liking each other's posts on social media. Like, all of a sudden, they're friends again on Instagram, on Snapchat, and even, like, on Facebook. He's commenting on her stuff. And I'm like, if you hate this woman, why are you still, like, connecting with her? And I know that they weren't always friends on social media. So something had to have happened. Like, they have to be talking to each other, because why would they just all of a sudden be friends on social media again? And just some of the comments seem really flirty, and I just really have a gut feeling something's going on.
Why did they break up? Do you have any idea?
He cheated on her, so I know it was ugly, and he has cheated before, so I believe he would do it again.
Hmm. Did he cheat on her with you? Is that how y'all got together?
Mm.
Yeah.
So what about you? Have you ever cheated on him?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being a definite, how much do you think Will's cheating on you? Like, how sure are you?
Like, I'm pretty sure. Like, 9.9 out of 10.
Mm. Okay.
So, Allie, this is the point where we usually get Will on the phone and call him to find out if he's cheating or not, right?
Right.
Right, but we're not going to call him because he's already reached out to us.
Really?
So for the first time in the history of War of the Roses, both the person who thinks they're being cheated on and the other person who are supposed to call have reached out to us within a week of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Let me bring Will in here.
He reached out to you?
Will reached out to us. He thought you were cheating on him.
Will, are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Hey, so now that we got you two here, let's try to figure out what's going on.
So do you understand that you both emailed? First, Allie emailed us about 2 weeks ago. Then Will emailed us last week. And when we looked at the numbers and the emails, we realized that you guys were talking about each other.
Wow, that's some pina colada shit there, isn't it?
Okay. Okay, both big fans of the Mani, Roy, and Lauren show, and we appreciate that. So let's figure out what's going on and get down to it.
Will, are you cheating on Allie?
Okay. No, but I'm pretty sure she's cheating on me. I know. I'd say almost positive she's cheating on me.
Well, Allie told us that she was almost positive that you were cheating on her with your ex.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. But I know that she's hooking up with this guy at work. And
why would you say that?
Are you kidding me? Are you, like, we go to functions all the time, always talking to that guy, Mike. Like, all the time. Like, you'll say, I'll be right back, and then you don't come back, and I see you talking to him. And then
tell her about the time you went to, she was up in Asheville. You said that in the email.
Yeah, exactly. In Asheville, yeah. And you guys had to go over for that conference. All of a sudden, mysteriously, your phone was off for like a day and a half. I didn't have my charger, but then how was it charged when you were driving? How was that all of a sudden? Oh, yeah, well, I had... Somebody let me borrow their charger. And who was it? Oh, yeah, it was Mike, but it's no big deal. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So let's try to figure this out, because you got to understand, she is really almost positive that you're cheating on her.
Let's say on the Will side of things. Allie, do you want to respond to the whole Asheville thing? What happened in Asheville?
My phone did die, and service is horrible in Asheville also, so I barely had service. So my phone trying to find service died real fast, and then, yeah, I couldn't charge it until the next morning. But honestly, like, I think you're just trying to think of ways to get at me because you're trying to cover up your own tracks. Why would you be talking to your ex again? Like, none of that makes sense.
So, Allie, nothing happened between you and Mike?
Well, you know what? Something did happen. Because I'm not convinced that you're not cheating either. And so we did.
Wait. So hold on. You were sure that I was cheating. So you decided to hook up with Mike just because you thought I was cheating? Wow, so you're telling me that you did hook up with him, and I'm sure this is not the first time.
Wow.
No, it's not.
So, Allie, you called to do War of the Roses on Will, but yet you were the one cheating.
Yeah, you just told him you weren't cheating. They asked you, like, I've never cheated on him. Okay. Meanwhile, you think I'm hooking up with Megan again, which I'm not. But now, who knows what's going to happen?
So.
See? Why would you be saying that if you weren't already thinking about it? Or interested. Like, something's going on, and I just don't believe you.
Yeah, but Allie...
What does it matter? You're hooking up with Mike. Oh, my God.
I think it matters, but Will, why are you... I don't even know where to go from here.
I don't either, because... So, she just revealed she's cheating. Mm-hmm.
Because she feels like he's cheating.
Yeah, but, okay, and but now I want to address the whole ex-girlfriend thing in social media.
But why would he tell the truth now?
Yeah, why wouldn't I just say I'm hooking up with her if I was? And I'm not.
How long have you been talking to Megan? Like, you guys had to have had a conversation.
Oh, how long have I been talking to her? Like, how long have I been on social media, like, liking stuff? I don't know. A couple months. I mean, this guy's your boss. Yeah. You said he was going to give you a raise, but apparently you gave him one.
Oh! Wow. You've been working on that one. All right. This is unbelievable circumstances. I mean, the first time in War of the Roses history, anywhere around the country, I guarantee, where both the cheater and the person that they thought was cheating on them emailed us at the same time. You guys, you made War of the Roses history, but not in a good way. So good luck with everything. And you guys need to obviously work everything out. But thanks for coming to us, okay?
Whatever happens with us, I don't know, but you guys rock. We actually listen to you guys all the time.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us mornings@kiss951.com.